Well, no one's predicting a recession is just around the corner, but Australia's 27 years of growth is being tested by global economic tremors. The risk of a sharp slowdown in China and simmering trade tensions between the US and China are making investors nervous, and that's on top of the correction in real estate prices, especially in Sydney and Melbourne. Eleanor Cray is a market analyst with the Danish-owned Saxo Bank, and she's been speaking with the ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.
Well, I think certainly Australia can't escape the global headwinds. So actually for some years now, China has actually been Australia's largest export destination. So in that sense, the slowdown in China is particularly pertinent relating to Australia's outlook for the year ahead.
You say Australia's economic luck of 27 years without a recession might be drying up. Are you prepared to put a timeline to that?
Well, I think it's very hard to put a timeline on things, but certainly I think that heading into this year, the headwinds for the Australian economy are mounting. So it's not just the global deceleration and the slowdown in China that we have to worry about in Australia. It's actually problems that are far closer to home. So I think the property market as well is one of Australia's biggest problems heading into 2019. So we've already seen that the latest statistics are showing that declines in the property market are gathering pace. And particularly within Sydney, the declines have reached around 11% from peak to trough. And I think that that really bears relevance on Australia's economic outlook because consumers who are heavily indebted with high levels of household debt flip from confidence to where their house price and their biggest asset is heading. You start to tighten the purse strings a little bit, spend a little bit less.
And consumers are becoming much more cautious because they're seeing their perceived wealth on paper because of the housing correction falling. And is that having a big impact already, particularly when it comes to retail sales?
We saw last week that consumer confidence was very hard hit, particularly in New South Wales, which is where the majority of those price declines in the housing market have been felt. So I think it's evident that this data will continue to worsen where these heavily indebted households certainly feel less confident about running down their savings and they start to trim spending.
In addition to the housing correction and also consumers being more cautious, there's a credit squeeze stemming from the Banking Royal Commission. Could these headwinds combine to test Australia's recession-free record?
Well, I think that's certainly the biggest risk. We also have to factor in that Royal Commission and those headwinds with tighter credit supply, and I don't think that that's going away anytime soon. And then as well, we have that global deceleration as well. And I think it's really the confluence of factors that could really hit Australia hard this year.
And already a few economists are predicting that the Reserve Bank might be forced to actually cut interest rates as a result of these headwinds. How likely do you think that is?
I think it's fairly likely that the RBA will end up having to cut rates this year. So the revelations from the Royal Commission have really ensured that these high levels of scrutiny are going to remain and the banks will continue to be under the spotlight. And once we start growing below potential, that's really when the RBA have to sit back and look at the Australian economy and they have to reverse that ever-optimistic rhetoric and they will have to look at cutting interest rates, yes.
And economic management is going to be critical in the lead-up to the federal election in May this year, we're expecting. Would you say that whoever wins will have their work cut out, given the local challenges but also the possibility of a hard economic landing in China?
I think that's certainly the risk, yes. We also have uncertainty thrown into the mix with our own federal election environment. And we've got a bit of policy uncertainty going on if we see a Labor government. We've obviously got the plans to axe the franking credit refunds, and we've also got the changes to negative gearing in the pipeline there. But certainly, as you say, I think whoever we see come into power through these federal elections, it's just adding to that uncertainty in Australia's outlook throughout 2019.
And that's Saxo Bank market analyst Eleanor Cray with the ABC's senior business correspondent Peter Ryan.